Gotta be a professional winger after this.
Professional
Gary.
Winger.
Welcome right, to.
We rolling?
We were. We could. We still.
Oh, the worst intros ever. Take three. Go.
Welcome to USA FBL. Oh, man.
Bigger, you got more me. Podcast.
I know. All right. Hold on.
All right. Let's do a take four, and it's going to be so good. It's going to be magic all the way through.
Flawless.
Are you ready, Levine? Go.
Ready. Welcome to USA FBL Fingerboard Podcast. I'm your host, Levine Cunningham, and I'm excited to be chatting with Gary Graves.
What's up, guys? This is another monthly episode of the Gary and Levine Show, and this time we're talking about, once again, Cody.
Combo of the year.
And here's the thing, guys. If you know anybody that is an absolute banger with combos, or you yourself can do it, you need to get on there and throw out a submission, because we want to see everybody's takes on this. We want to see what you got, and we are excited to give out numerous prizes. So
definitely, we got 30 days left of the contest. We got December, and then it's down to the wire. We got to do some serious eliminations, and there will only be one combo of the year.
One combo to rule them all.
Yes, sir. I'm stoked. I'm excited.
I'm super excited. I've been seeing a lot of the clips here, and I'm ready to talk about them eventually, but let's get down to the basics here. What is Cody?
Cody is combo of the year. Cody is a 4-month competition. It's basically the SLS version of, the SLS version of Trick of the Year. So we're doing fingerboarding, taking a little notes, and we created this awesome contest where we're taking the best combos, following them all into one place, and we're going to basically pick and choose who stays, who goes, and who gets all this cash, money, and prizes.
Oh, well, I guess with that being said, who all's throwing out these cash prizes and all these sponsors, and who's behind it here?
We've got a lineup. I'm not even going to lie. We've got cash and prizes coming from Black River, Teak Tuning, Noise Fingerboards, Level Up, Famous Dex, Mux Fingerboards, Curbed Fingerboards, Pipsqueak Wheels, and Anxiety Offline FB.
I know you had to take, you've been working on breathing exercises to get through that.
I'm
right?
Getting better, brother. I'm getting better.
Last time this time you're not as winded as you was last time. So I can tell you've been getting on the breathing game there.
Definitely getting them steps in.
Okay. Well, with that being said, again, what is at stake?
So we've got $1,000 cash. That's a lot of money. I don't know too many contests in the fingerboarding game that's given out more cash than that. We've also got prize packs. First place gets $1,000 cash when it takes all.
Is this the first contest to give out $1,000 cash, though?
I think Black River's done some stuff. Maybe. Okay. Maybe Fast Fingers? I'm not sure. We'll have to look into that.
It's possible that you might be groundbreaking here.
It is possible. Let us know in the comments if you've seen anything like this. Like, I want to know. I want to know what else is out there.
Levine, how do people enter this contest?
People enter this contest by making an Instagram post and tagging USAFBL_COTY. Anyone anywhere in the world, all 195 countries are welcome to participate in this contest. There is no location discrimination in this contest.
Anywhere in the world.
Anywhere. It's literally you versus the world.
You versus the world. So let me ask you this. How many countries have participated so far?
That I'm aware of, I've seen submissions probably from like 8 or 9 countries.
That's not enough. We need more.
It's not enough.
We need.
I don't know if I have a lot of influence outside of the country. So if you got some friends that are outside of the country, tag them in this video. Send it to them. Let them know. You got 30 days. Submit your combo.
30 days. What are the rules, though?
The rules are pretty simple. We keep it as simple as possible. Film and edit your best combination trick. Submit your edit with no additional music added to the actual video clip itself and send it to USAFBL_COTY.
That seems simple enough.
I try to. I mean, it doesn't get any easier.
Film it. All you got to do is do that and win. Do that and attempt to win. Okay, so what does it take to be a Cody champion?
So we judge on 5 different categories. We judge on the quality of filming, making sure that it is in frame and all of the tricks and the combination, you can see it being done. We look at the quality of tricks, the style in which you're doing those tricks, and also how technical those tricks are. Of course, at this point, this late in the game, you got to have the wow factor. The wow factor at this point is key.
The wow factor is always key.
If Boom. You see that combo and the mouth drops, you know you're getting points.
All right, so what if someone submits something and their submission does not make?
So if you submit a combo to us, we will make sure that every single submission has some sort of feedback. You will hear back from us either way, whether you made it in or you didn't make it in, or if it needs a little bit more work, someone somewhere is going to reach back out to you and let you know what's going on. So
if you guys are at least going to get a like out of it.
Yeah, you're definitely going to at least get a like. You're going to get on our radar for sure. Maybe even a follow. So, you know, you got a lot of stuff going on. Definitely. Uh-oh. But yeah, if you submit a combo that doesn't make it, we'll definitely give you that feedback, whether or not you made it in or not. And of course, keep trying until you do.
All right, Levine, what if someone makes a combo and it makes it for a while, but then it gets kicked back out?
So when we have all these new submissions coming in, it's only going to be natural that some of these older combos are going to get basically flushed out of the top 12. If you get flushed out of the top 12, you got to start back all over again. Keep retrying, submitting your new combo, and hopefully one of those will stick.
Absolutely. So this ain't a one-time and done ordeal. If you get kicked out, you can get back in. If you get kicked out again, you get back in. But listen, we've only got 30 days left to do this. So your next one is going to have to be
top-notch.
Wow factor, 100%.
100%. You got 30 days. It's do or die at this point. So,
and it's you versus 11 people. And what we call that is the Dirty Dozen. What is the Dirty Dozen?
The Dirty Dozen. It's the a 12 pack. You're talking about. 12 pack. Yeah. You're talking about the top 12 best combination submissions.
All right, Levine, I got another question for you before we get in all these video submissions. Who is this episode sponsored by? Who's this brought to you by? Who made this episode happen?
Curbed Fingerboards.
Ooh.
Curbed Fingerboards has all of the gear. If you guys are looking for shirts, hoodies, t-shirts, sweatpants, you guys getting cold out there. I know it is. So definitely reach out, find all your curbs, all your apparel. All just stay warm, man, with the best hoodies, the best sweatshirts, the best sweatpants, man.
That's get the comfy. Best of the best.
I and know. Here's
the
deal.
If you're watching the video right now, you'll see that Levine is wearing a Curbed Fingerboard. I'm guessing that's a sweatshirt.
It's actually a tee.
Oh, a t-shirt?
I it looks comfy. We have all that.
I'm going to have to get one.
You may have
to. I'm missing out.
I should probably put a discount code in the description. Let me know in the comments if I should throw out a discount code.
Uh-oh.
I know.
The surprises keep popping off.
Definitely. You can find all this gear and more exclusively at usafbl.com.
Get on it, boys. So with that being said, let's check out some of the Dirty Dozen for November.
Yeah, we've got some bangers. We've got some serious stuff coming up for sure. We've got a lot of submissions. It's been a little overwhelming, honestly, with all the new submissions and stuff from last month.
All right, before we get into these videos, I'm curious, how many people do you think has threw up a video or a combo?
Probably easily 300. Wow. 300 at this point. Like, it's a lot.
We get our first video here, and we're just going to say that the order of these videos doesn't mean that if your video is played in first place, it's in first place. It's all random. It's just how we got them laid out. So video number one is by Carmel Fingerboards.
Yeah, so Carmel, definitely same person that comes out with the trucks. He threw out a banger of a submission. So left-handed, by the way, did not know this, but he coming in with the front side, blunt slide, tray flip, like a transfer between the two benches to front side, nose blunt slide, nollie heel out.
I had to watch that again. Did you notice he did a no comply to that front blunt?
Ooh, good eye. It's
not that right there. I will say that is one of the hardest tricks to control in or out of anything. Props for that no comply there. That's like the wow factor I was expecting.
Yeah, no, I agree. I love it. Who's coming in at number two? I wouldn't say number two, but the second video
is Austin Barotti. He's a returning Dirty Dozen.
Yeah, he's been in now for, I think, 2 months, maybe a little more. He's coming in with that nollie flip, nose mani, nollie front side, nose blunt, nollie flip, front side, nose blunt, nollie flip out.
Tongue twister.
I know, say that four times fast.
Video number three is by Skatehand underscore KG.
Yeah, he's returning from last month as well. He's got a crazy 10-piece combo. He's got a tray flip, front side nose slide, front side tail slide, kick flip, mani, tray flip, fakey mani, fakey front side tail slide, fakey mani, fakey varial flip out over the stair set.
See, when I watch this video, you see that little smiley face on the bottom of his ledge?
Yeah.
That's what that makes me feel watching this clip.
It's a banger for sure.
All right. Video number four is by, and I hope I'm not saying this wrong, Seabath Skate.
Yeah, he is new to the lineup. Honestly, I was kind of hoping that he would submit something. He's known for throwing out some crazy stuff, but he's got a kickflip, front side nose slide, nollie laser flip, backside tail slide, kickflip out.
And everything about this, the quality and just everything is so crisp.
And it's all on one piece. And so it's absolutely crazy how many tricks are being done on a very compact, like, little spot. Absolutely
the
love it.
The flow was beautiful. Dude, look at his reaction for landing that. I'd be the same way. That was impressive.
Yeah, that's nuts. I love it.
Video number five is by 509.fingerboarder.
He's returning from last month as well. He's coming in tray flip, mani, double kick flip, mani, back finger impossible, 50-50, back finger impossible, late varial flip.
That late varial flip, I know that gets you because that's your favorite trick of all time, the varial
flip,
right?
But to do it as a late trick on top,
right,
with a, that's, I mean, that's he's working too hard, man. He's working too hard.
Dude, he's like, this competition, I gotta win it.
He's in it to win it.
He's in it to win it. That double flip right there in the middle of a combo, that's just so impressive to me.
I love it. It's crazy how stacked some of this stuff is.
All right, moving on to video number six by Green Tea underscore Fingerboard.
They're coming back as well as a repeat from last month. We've got kick flip, backside blunt slide, varial heel flip, backside blunt slide, varial heel flip, backside blunt slide, 360 double kick flip out.
Double check on that. I think that might be a double big heel out.
You're right. I don't know why I said that. I'm looking at it as I'm like reading and I'm like, okay. Good call.
But everything about this is so crisp, so beautiful. I love the little slow zoom, like he edited this quite well. Video number seven is by Tiger Lily with a T.I.G.E.R.L.I.L.Y. Tiger Lily.
Man, so we've got, they're coming in from last month as well, coming in with a late pressure flip, backside blunt slide, varial heel, backside blunt slide, varial heel, backside blunt slide, big heel out. Absolutely crazy.
That pressure flip thing is just throwing me off. It's so good.
To do it too as like a late, not even like coming up with it. That's great. And the catch, like everything about it is crazy.
Bravo. Video number eight is by Joe.nah.
Coming in left-handed, by the way. This one absolutely visually, mentally confuses me. This thing is so technical, it's crazy. Coming in with a front side nose slide, switch hippie shove, backside tail slide, hippie shove, front side nose slide, 270 shove out.
And this thing was edited so good. I love how you can see it from like
multiple camera angles. Like, yes, almost like a full studio in here.
Do you think he did this multiple times, or is this the same trick with two different cameras?
I think it's the same trick with two different cameras. I honestly don't know. We'll have to let us know in the comments what you think. How is he doing this?
I just watched it like four times and it's more beautiful every time I see it.
I know. Every time I watch it, like I see something different, like that, like I didn't quite notice. Like there's just so much going on with this.
All right. Video number nine, and I hope I'm not messing up on saying this either, is by Fernando Figueroa. Am I saying that? Figueroa?
I think so.
Fernando Figueroa.
He's got an impossible amount of stances in this combination.
He's also got an impossible amount of impossibles.
He does have an impossible amount of impossibles, but we're gonna try to decipher this combination. We're looking at switch front finger impossible, backside nose grind, fakey back finger impossible, switch 5-0, switch front finger impossible out.
I will say that first impossible that he does in this line. So normally when you do a front finger impossible, it flips one way. He's flipping it underneath. He's flipping it the hardest way possible.
It's incredibly, like when you're looking at it, you might not think anything of it. But when you start like breaking all of these pieces down, it's like, what is even happening here? This literally blew us away.
Yeah, that's crazy. There's the wow factor that the front finger impossible that's flipped the opposite direction is crazy.
Absolutely. And doing it in a switch stance is like, it's
even more crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Video number 10 is by CB Hoffman underscore FB.
CB is coming in from last month as well. This one's going to be a pretty hard combination trick to knock out. I'm not going to lie. He's got the 11 piece whole family meal from Popeyes going on here. Got the tray flip, front side nose grind, nollie flip, nose manny to flat, backside overcrook grind, nollie tray flip, front side nose blunt, nollie flip, manny, front side tail slide out.
And you said that with one breath too.
I took a few.
Did you?
Yeah, it's long to say that.
I don't know if 15. You could take that with or say that with one breath.
That's crazy. This is the amount of control that he has in between each one of these tricks is absolutely crazy. It's like,
I'll tell you what, the most ballsy thing about doing that is he did that whole combo, and then at the very end he throws throws an impossible 180.
Yeah, and just the style. It's just,
yeah. He's like, I know.
Just add insult to injury. Yeah.
All right. So video number 11 is by Gnarl Joe.
Yeah, Gnarl's coming in from last month as well. He's doing a fakey flip, front side 5-0 grind, fakey feather flip, fakey 5-0, fakey back finger body varial impossible, fakey front side blunt slide out.
Wow.
A lot going on there.
I know I said this last month, but throwing a feather flip in any sort of combo or line is just so impressive.
Those are incredibly hard to do, and to be able to catch that in the middle of a combination is absolutely wild.
All right, the final video here, we got video number 12 by Deeds underscore FB.
So, yeah, I think Deeds has been here since day one. I'm not sure if someone's going to knock him out of this or not, but he's coming in with a back finger impossible, nose grind, nollie back finger impossible, 50-50, manny, kick flip, backside tail slide, kick flip out.
And look how clean he was with everything there.
It's a work of art. I'm not even going to lie.
That's crazy. So that there you have it. There's our November's Dirty Dozen lineup.
It's been, these are straight fire. If you guys think that you guys have something equally as good or even better, you have 30 days to turn it in and submit it to USAFBL underscore COTY.
Yeah, that's not a lot of time to knock out something like that. So you guys need to get on it. And so they have until
December, the end of the year, December 31st, New Year's Eve, midnight. Get those submissions in. Also, if you know someone who's got some serious heat like this, tag them. Tag these guys. I know you guys know a monster or two in the closet. Like, tag them. Bring in the light. Let's get it.
It's now or never. It's now or never.
Do or die. You versus the world.
All right, Levine. So anything else you want to throw in closing this bad boy?
Man, we've got a... We've got some bangers of some episodes coming up. Like,
Yeah, I'm
I
kind
don't
of curious
know.
who all we're going to have on here.
Yeah, so we've got some guests coming up on the podcast. We've got Ant with Sewer Alien. We've got Jack Perry with Fingerboarder. Chris Daniels with CD Player Zero. We've also got Vito from Six Gates. We're going to get on the mic and talk about the fingerboarding con and so much more. So definitely stay tuned. Definitely like, share, finger the like button.
Finger that like button.
Finger the like button. Also, if you're watching this before everybody else on our Patreon account, thank you, thank you, thank you. Also, if you are not on our Patreon account, you can find subscription boxes. If you guys love those, we've got those. Also, you can get all of our early access content right here on Patreon. So appreciate you guys.
And another thing, if you know somebody that would be a great person to be on this podcast, hit them up or tell them to reach out to Levine at USCFBL because we're looking for more people to be on the podcast.
Always, if you know anybody, let us know. Also, if you want to see someone on the podcast that you don't actually have access to, like, let us know in the comments who you want to see on the podcast.
And don't forget, y'all gotta go pick up one of those Curb shirts.
These things
Pick
are
up that
nice.
Curb shirt.
Things are nice. Gary, we did it.
We did it. We actually made it through. I don't know how. I'm just going to throw it out there. We had two horrible starts to this episode, but I think we came through and I think we rock and rolled it.
I think this whole Gary and Levine thing might be here to stay. So let us know in the comments what you think.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
All right, till next time.
Till next time, that was the USA FBL Fingerboard Podcast Cody edition of November.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.